Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 40 of Round Table 105, quarantine episode 15.
4th of July weekend. We about to hit the lake and catch all them fish.
I'll tell you all about my vacation, which was so awesome that it was too awesome to even talk about.
Plus the Mount Rushmore of Will Ferrell movies. Greg, Boner, and I all have different lists.
It's a very special episode of Roundtable 105. Let the fireworks begin.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
Well, happy 4th of July week, guys.
Right on.
Right on, America, dude. It's one of my favorite holidays. You can eat as many hot dogs as you want and nobody judges you.
You don't even have to carry them in your back pocket.
Nope. I just carry them around in my hands. I'm like, ooh.
And you had hot dogs, too.
Yeah.
One in your baseball glove for, you know, when you take the field.
Yeah. When I fish, one on the end of my fishing rod, I just reel it in and there's a hot dog.
Boom. You know? Lunch.
Love it, dude.
Yeah.
You got that.
Either the catfish gets it or it's yours.
Zach, it's a game we like to play.
Right.
You better get it quick, though. So I can sit there long. I saw on the TV, if you like dunk the hot dog in water, they go down easier. You can eat more that way.
Are yeah, I saw that, but that's mostly the bun. It's the bun.
I look like I'd be a great competitive eater, but I'm not that good at it. Have you ever tried to eat a bunch of hot dogs at once, just like they do like Joey Chestnut?
No. The only time that I've ever eaten quickly is like, you know, when you're like 10 years old and you're sneaking Oreo cookies out of the cookie jar before your mom comes at you with a belt or a switch.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta polish them things off quick.
Yeah.
And then don't smile, because the smile on an Oreo gives it all away.
Indeed.
You got all kind of crap in your teeth. You're like, no, I didn't eat nothing. You're like, you son of a bitch. You're getting the switch anyway.
Either that or a flip flop.
Yeah.
We're eating all the Oreos. Mm-hmm. Saving it for anybody else.
Yeah. I used to get the ping pong paddle. That was a lot of fun.
I used to get a cutting board.
Cutting board?
Yeah. That's tough.
I mean, it's better than an ironing board, I guess.
Yeah.
Sean, you have this lovely charcuterie, or you're going to get an ass whooping.
I remember it was a cutting board with a handle. Like, you know, my parents just would beat me with it all the time. Clearly, it worked. But one time, my dad got pissed because he broke the board on me. So then I was even in more trouble. Because
obviously, your fault.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't win in this situation. Your crappy cutting board can't do the job, and now you're mad at me.
It's not my fault. My ass is big enough to tear apart your crappy cutting board.
Next time, Mom and Dad, think it through. Think it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was their weapon of choice.
Yeah, nice 2x4 hammer would have been fine.
That would have been the way to go. Yeah. Probably looking back, my dad probably regrets not choosing the hammer.
I'm sure he does.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
And in fact, so do I.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are like, huh, you only had a time machine, you could have chose the hammer.
I can go back and point that out.
Yeah. Now I like to remind them as I'm older to shame them that they beat me with a cutting board, because in 2020, it just doesn't, you know, sound as good when you say it amongst, you know, their friends.
Right. I mean, now it sounds like a child abuse version of Clue. It happened in the bedroom with a cutting board.
No.
drives my mom crazy. One time she made the mistake to tell me she took a picture of me with a pacifier in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And she actually tied it around my head with a string. Because it would, yeah, like a present, like a bow tie.
Did it teach you a lesson?
And she took a picture of it. And I was like, why did you do that? And she's like, you were a pain in the ass. You would throw it, you would drop it, and scream they didn't have it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now tuning in and you're wondering why we are in radio, we did not get hugged as children enough.
That's it. Mom tied the old pacifier right to the face.
Well, I mean, at least she didn't super glue it onto your lips.
Yeah. You think it wasn't hot glue then?
Yeah.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
parenting tips. Yeah, she really doesn't like that. And then I took the picture of that because she made the mistake to show me. And then I put on Instagram and she was like pissed. She's like, you can't do that. I was like, what? It's like Flashback Friday.
Yeah. Wait, I'm the bad guy for pointing it out? You're the one who did it.
Yeah. Come on. Like, I don't hold any grudges. I'm just like, it's just a wild parenting move. I'm just trying to put it out there and see how many other people agree with that tactic. Yeah. It didn't work.
I mean, look, man, back in the 70s and the 80s, it was like game on. You could pretty much do anything you wanted to your children.
That is. Yep.
Which is why, you know, we end up having children, you know, in the 90s and the 2000s and all that kind of crap, figuring that we can do anything we want.
Nope. We get the sense of it.
And and then, unfortunately, something weird happened, and we can't do anything we want anymore. Like, well, what if we make them go out and reshingle the roof because they talk back to us? What are you, crazy? That's insane. You can't do that.
Don't you dare make that child mow the lawn.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of blades of grass. Not only that, you're being mean to the grass. It was like, damn it.
Simpler.
I was led to believe I could do anything I want.
Well, speaking being terrible to your children, Boner, how did your trip to the Florida area go?
It was a pretty good time. Went down there.
You feel like you have the COVID.
I'm really hoping that I don't.
You were swimming with a lot of COVID, it seemed like, from the news. They're like, it's everywhere in Florida.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of – I'll be honest. The people that were at the hotel were all dipshits.
Were you at the dipshit arms?
Apparently I was. And they had no trouble, you know, piling 12 people into an elevator when I'm the only one in it with a mask on. You know, they'd be, oh, yeah, no problem. We can get another 14 people in here. I'm like, hey, let me out. I don't want to be in here with all you COVIDs.
Wow, that's a thought I never thought about, actually, because that happens all the time at a hotel, and I just really never thought about that situation. But that's got to suck.
It was a little bit disappointing to really see how many people actually did not follow the rules. And even while I was down there, they said, you know, I think the governor said everybody wears a mask, and that's it. People still didn't do it.
Was it mostly drunk people? Like, I'm picturing beach, Daytona, like it's hammered.
No, this is like everybody. There were definitely people who did wear masks, but they were by far the minority. I'd go maybe 5%. Actually,
that's while it's trending. Like, everybody's like, yo, Florida's and people still don't give a shit. They're like, well, whatever.
No. Yeah. I mean, it was really kind of irritating, you know, when you're trying to do something and nobody else is. So
that's the whole problem with this whole thing, which is why it just continues to go, because half the people are like giving the middle finger to it, and the other people are trying to be like, let's just do what they say to just end this madness.
Yeah. You know, trying to go out to eat was maybe the was really pretty irritating, mostly because the restaurants were really pretty good about the social distancing bit and keeping a few tables between you and all of that. But if you go to a restaurant, they've got about a quarter of the menu that they would regularly have. So you look up the menu and go, hey, yeah, man, I want to go there. And then we go there, and then nothing that you looked at is actually on their menu.
Corn dogs and salad. That's it.
Yeah. You know, trying to go and get any kind of seafood was really a bit of a nightmare. They weren't keeping things like crab legs and oysters and, you know, most of that kind of stuff. You could get shrimp, you know, that kind of thing. But for the most part, yeah, you were not getting maybe a quarter of the menu. At the hotel, they had a bunch of different restaurants, none of which were open. And the one that was open, they actually have a full menu in there, but the menu that they put outside had three things on it.
Now, could you sit in there? Would you have to bring the food up to your room? I mean,
no, I mean, you could. Yeah, you could sit in there, but they serve three things. That was the only three things on the menu. You could get a hamburger or a something else. I don't even know what they were. There's, of course, a bar in there, but there's nobody there because they have no food. So it's like a complete and total waste of time.
But was the hotel itself, like, were there a lot of people doing what you did? Were there a lot of people vacationing, or was the hotel, like, half capacity?
Honestly, the hotel was half capacity. They had two buildings, and these are pretty large buildings. They're about 15 stories. One entire building was shut down. They weren't allowing anybody in there. So, I mean, yeah, the entire place was, I wouldn't say empty, but the place was actually pretty nice. And if I had tried to stay there last year, I couldn't afford it.
Prices have come down. So nice. Yeah. Dude,
you can stay in Florida right now for like nothing. You want to go to Orlando? Dude, nothing. I did look into that. I mean, yeah, nobody's going. So the prices are like donut.
You're right. Well, that's also because like nothing's open. It's head on a swivel, COVID everywhere. So yeah, you can go to Orlando and hang out at a nice resort, but you also may take the chance that nothing is open.
Yeah. You know, nothing might be open, and nothing at your hotel might be open either. And
so where were you, Boner? What town?
That was Daytona Beach.
That was Daytona Beach. Okay.
That's cool. Your place looks nice, dude. What hotel is that? You got the big clock out front.
Yeah, I mean, that's right in front. Well, it's just, I mean, it's like right next to where the Daytona Band Shell is, and all of that. But the hotel I stayed at was the Hilton Oceanfront something or other. I don't know. The Hilton Oceanfront Resort. But, I mean, even the resort, there's a resort fee, and they just ditched that because nothing's open. They're like, well, none of our
real... Not going to charge you for it because it ain't open.
Yeah. So, literally, that was like, cool. That's... You know, $200 in resort fees I don't have to pay. Right on. Since I probably wouldn't have used the shit anyway. Whatever they had, doesn't matter. So,
cool, man. Sounds like at least you had a good time, dude. At least you had a good time. You're back. You know, we'll see in a few weeks how you're doing, but hopefully I'm rooting for you.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude, I'm Team Boner. I got your back, dude. Hopefully everything's good.
Well, I figure if I'm still around in 2 weeks, then I'm probably okay. But
yeah, So we're rooting for you, dude. If you are, maybe I'll go check out Florida in a couple weeks if you're still here.
Yeah. No, I'll give you my lucky mask.
Thanks, dude.
Ew.
What's your mask up?
Ew.
I mean, that is assuming I live.
Right.
Then it might be the lucky mask. Otherwise, it may be the very unlucky mask. I don't know.
COVID got through it.
Indiana Jones and the Mask of Doom.
Well, I'm hoping.
See the picture of the guy on the airplane. He had like the mask. He was using it as like a sleeping mask. It's like over his eyes.
No.
It's funny. Then some other guy like wore a mask, like a beekeeper mask with like mesh holes all through it. And these pictures just, I mean, it's, they do it to either, they're either doing it themselves to go viral or they're just, people are just paparazzing. They're going viral because they look like idiots. And it's.
So when are you just hitting the road in your RV, Sean?
Holiday road. All right, fine.
We got a long way to go and a long time to get there. But
no,
not till,
short time. Short, very time. Short time.
I know.
Right.
I wish I was hauling cores with a, you know, with a Trans Am in front of me looking for the police going to a big party. That'd be fun. No, I'm going to a...
Snowman, what's your 10-4?
We got to get to this party, man. There's some thirsty people. But
I got 32-year-old wanting apple juice and Coors.
Right? The RV, man. End of July we're going.
I got, when? I'm
looking forward to end of July.
So. Oh, okay.
I'm going to the lake this week, so it's back to fishing. I'm going to go back and hang out there for the 4th.
And what's the address there? What's the address there, Sean?
I don't really know. I put it in the GPS. It's the Chickamauga Lake on the very back end, though. I'll have a campfire.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. Yeah, just text that to me. I'll see you.
Yeah. I'll be trying to catch some fish. There may be word about me going around the lake, like the guy catching all the fish towards the back end. That would probably be me.
Well, you know, this week
would
I have
to actually be able to put the worm on the hook, you weenie.
Oh, we're not doing worms this time, bro. I got me some like fishing tackle and some lures.
Watching
videos on YouTube. I'm like,
that'll make it even more difficult for you to catch a fish.
I figured out like what a Carolina rig is and like.
No, you didn't.
I sure did. I didn't even know that was a thing until I Googled it. And I was like, oh, Carolina rig. I have to put like the sinker weight, the bullet weight on with maybe a glass bead, a little small hook.
Dance outdoors.
Yeah, man. 2 liters is the most you want with something like that. But maybe 1 liter, depending, you know, if the rock pile looks good.
Right. And did you learn your Texas rig as well?
I did. I heard about the Texas rig. I'm going to have one of those on my other rig for the bass fishing. Because
is that going to be on your 2-foot pole or on the other?
I bought a second 2-foot pole for this trip, so now I got 2 2-foot. Because my first 2-foot pole was one of the push button reels that you like reel out there. This one is called the Dock Demon. Came very highly reviewed on Amazon for the $10 fishing poles, and it's got. That's like a category, $10 fishing pole.
$10 fishing rods.
It says it can hold like up to like 80 pounds. I'm like, shoot, all right. But it's got the...
Hey, 10 bucks, 80 pounds. What a deal.
But it's got the reel that's not the push button reel. So whatever the reel is, like the other like kind of looks like you know what you're doing fishing reel. It comes with that one. It's got like the like bar on top that flips back and forth. Yeah, that's the mini. So I got the one with the push button and the one with the bar that flips back and forth. Those kind of reels I'm gonna catch.
Okay. Have you ever used one of those?
No.
Okay.
But I used the push button one last time and got nothing. So
It's not the reel, Sean. It's not the pull.
I did a lot of investigation. It was definitely the reel. And so I'm glad I solved that problem.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, my God.
I also think I was doing so many things wrong. Like, I was using, like, giant hooks. Like, what am I going to catch with a giant hook? I mean, I'm in the lake. So
6-foot sand shark.
Yeah, I'm not going to find that.
No.
So now I think this time at least going in, I have more of an idea than last time. Last time I went in, world's most basic fisherman, a few worms and a hook. Didn't work well. Month in between, got a new pole. We regrouped. We watched some videos. We're not going to be shut out this time.
Yes, you know, are.
No, we're not.
It's good to see that your friends are rallying behind you, Sean.
It's the first time I catch a fish, I'm sending it to you immediately. I don't care when it is, what you're doing. It's going right to you. You both, probably.
Well, I predict on July 9th, we are having a fish fry at Sean's house.
Yeah, you guys are more than welcome. If I catch one at the lake, you guys come to the lake. I'll cook it up for you over there.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not asking any more questions.
I can cut up the fish. We'll make fish tacos. Cut up in chunks.
He's never even caught a fish, but he's an expert at cleaning them.
Okay. I can Google that too. I could YouTube that.
All right. Very good then.
But hi girls. What are you guys doing?
You're not gonna kill the fish. They're gonna freak out.
Don't cut their heads off, Daddy, please.
No, why? No. He didn't do anything to you. How do you know what he did to me?
You're assuming I'm going to cut him up and eat him. I keep thinking in my brain, I may be getting too far ahead of myself, but I keep thinking
you are.
I want to hang him on the wall.
You're actually thinking you're going to catch fish.
But I also think he's going to be big enough to hang on the wall. Like a mast that you sing. What do you do if you catch a fish and you want to put it on the wall and you're at the lake? Do I have to like freeze it?
Well, you reserve a spot that's like 2-3 inches long so that you can put that fish mounted very nicely above the light switch.
Dude, it's nothing. You swing by Walgreens, get a 3x5 frame, and you're good to go.
This fish is going to be at least bigger than the pole. I'm going to hang it on the wall.
It ain't no big deal.
It might not be a big deal to you, but around here it's going to be. It's going to be great. It's going to be the biggest fish anybody's ever caught at this house.
Yeah, you get a giant magnifying glass and put it in front of the fish so he looks bigger. And
that would be great if I caught a minnow and did that and like stuffed it and like hung it up. That'd be fantastic.
Taxidermy like man going to have a heart attack when I bring this 3-inch minnow back to him.
It'll more like be the Disney movie. Like, I'll just reel in like an old boot. Be like, here you go.
Now that I imagine is what's for dinner.
You know, last time I went, it was really exciting when I thought I had a fish, but I just hooked the bottom. That gets the old juices flowing when you get the bottom and you think you got something, but then nope.
Yeah.
Hey, next time either of you are in the building again, which this week I happened to go back up to 7413 Old Lee Highway.
What?
And, I've been in there the past couple of days and talked to Daniel, who's part of the morning show on our sister station. And last week he was down in Destin, Florida, and he actually went out deep sea fishing about 24 miles out in the Gulf and actually hooked a 6-foot sand shark.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's got it on video. So it's actually pretty fascinating, you know, because deep sea fishing is much different than what you're doing, Sean.
It is.
Not really.
In fact, just about any kind of fishing is different from what you're doing, Sean. But
sorry.
You know, I only bust your, you know, huevos. Because I love you. But
it's making me a better fisherman because I'm going to catch one to prove you guys wrong.
Exactly. Spite is a wonderful motivator. I know this.
Sure is. And that's all I'm doing right now. I'm picturing you two. Just, I don't care what size of fish it is. I may hire somebody to catch a fish just to tell you I did it. But we'll figure that out.
There's a Sean out there fishing. I'm going to catch the son of Moose. I'm going to catch this boner. I'm rambling.
This is my new mission in life is to catch a fish now. Like now I'm in on fishing. Like I think I have an idea. I've watched a ton of videos. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I went to a Bass Pro Shop. So I'm good, dude.
Did y'all read the story that they caught a guy naked swimming in the fish tank at the Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah, I saw that, and I wasn't impressed.
Yeah,
I didn't think that was a good move. You know you're getting arrested. There ain't no...
think it through, like, what's the charge really going to be? I mean, is it worth the bit? Because, I mean, I know what he got charged with, and now I'm like, he went viral. I think he paid a $1,000 fine and got, like, a misdemeanor. Now, I'm not saying I would do it, but there was a time in my life, if you would have told me 5 million people would have saw me do that and talked about me, and that was the consequence, I could have been convinced to do it.
It would have cost somebody exactly $1 to talk me out of doing that.
Hey, donor, I'll give you $1 not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, and all they would have to say is, dude, how many millions of people? You said 5 million? 5 million people are going to see your tiny little pee-pee.
Well, he wasn't
I will give you $1 not to do it. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, dude, I'll give you $1 for me not to do it too.
Well, that's fair. I wouldn't do it naked either. But this guy at the Bass Pro Shop in Louisiana, shout out to Greg, he was fully clothed. Like, and that's what made this move a little sad, because that's where I felt bad for him. Like, he got out with, like, wet socks, like, walking through the Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, dude, there's nothing worse than wet sock.
Like, be an adult and take your socks off before you jump in.
Right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, what's the matter with you? You're not about to have sex, for crying out loud. Take your socks off.
Yeah, he was a 28-year-old man. And, he was wearing shorts and a shirt, and terrible form when he jumped in. He almost sunk right to the bottom.
No.
Not that I've been breaking down the game tape looking for my own opportunity. He could have done this so much better.
Yeah. You know, he got arrested, and, well, today I didn't. So... I'm happy. Today was another success.
Another success.
Yeah.
How many stories do you have that start? Remember that time I jumped in the pool at the Bass Pro Shop?
None.
Oh, man.
Remember that time where I couldn't get hired for another job because I jumped into that pool at the Bass Pro Shop?
Could you imagine years later he becomes the manager of a Bass Pro Shop? Or is like a lifeguard at one?
I can imagine him speed dating and saying, hey, baby, you should have seen me this one time. I got naked and jumped into the pool at the Bass Pro Shop. Next!
This one time at the Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah. I stuck a bass in my ass. What?
See, now that's probably more offensive than jumping in the pool.
That sounds fishy to me.
Yeah, them largemouth bass, man, things can be big. Fish. Oof, a gar.
What'd you use? A spinner bait?
A spinner bait. I know what that's all about. I put that thing in my Carolina.
I spun around real fast in the water. It was fun.
So no jumping in the Bass Pro Shop pool. Boner's out on that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought you were the fun one of the group.
Yeah. Not when it comes to being naked.
Well, he was wearing clothes. You can wear a bathing suit. You can wear anything you want. I think it's just about the journey of jumping in the pool in the middle of the store. That's the fun part. Full of fish.
I mean, I can understand taking a reel up there and dropping it in.
That's a good
idea. See if you can catch one of the bass that are in there.
And so you could play that off like so well. Be like, I thought this was like where you could test them out, like a
puppy. Yeah, no, exactly. But if you take off your clothes and dive in, you know, and do a triple gainer and into the
thing,
you almost zero excuse, almost nothing.
I don't know. I'm thrilled social media wasn't as powerful when I was a child, because I would have been easily convinced to do that. Sorry, well, Mom.
I'm just glad.
I like to swim.
I'm glad it wasn't around because I was convinced to do a whole lot of stupid ass stuff.
Boner, I'll give you $10 to do, and let's play Boner Mad Libs.
Well, the thing is, like the guy who jumped in the pool at the Bass Pro Shop, I guarantee you, I had a friend who jumped into something ridiculous, a tank somewhere, an aquarium or something. It just didn't go viral because nobody filmed it. But like all these things are just like.
I had a friend of mine who was taking a speech class, and you know, back in the early 80s. He was taking a speech class, and as an attention-getting device, which if you've taken any speech classes, you try to work on a good attention-getting device, he did his speech on stuntmen, okay? And as his attention-getting device, he jumped out the second story window of the classroom and broke his shoulder.
That's yikes.
Oh my god, that is so awesome. What a dumbass.
That wasn't even a bet. That wasn't even a dare. That's what he was doing to try to get an A in his speech class.
I'm going to jump out the window and, I don't know, land on the ground because that's where the ground is at the bottom. Oh,
my God. I just threw the books out of the window to get attention called to me.
Right,
myself.
Ooh, man, that is so awesome. He jumped out and broke his shoulder. Yeah. Oh,
yep.
Oh, I lose. Give me a. I mean, you should at least get a D for that, I would think.
For dumbass.
Straight to the head of the class, valedictorian. Wait, put it all on the line for the class.
Oh, my God. Now, the year before I graduated from high school, in Florida, they used to do this thing, which was really, really cool. And I think they stopped it a few years ago. But it was grad night at Disney World.
Ooh.
And so pretty much every weekend for a while, or I think maybe every Friday night, or it was something like that, like every Friday night, they would shut down Disney World for like a month and a half, but they would bus in schools from everywhere. And you were required to actually dress up, you know, wear a jacket and, you know, a tie. They wanted everybody looking nice and, you know, keeping under control, which was all fine. And they had like, you know, a bunch of different bands playing and, you know, bands that you've heard of. Anyway, the year before I graduated and went to this thing, a buddy of mine, and you guys have both been to Disney World, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you can either take the monorail over to, you know, the Magical Kingdom, mm-hmm. or you can take the boat.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. These guys took the boat. And on the way back, by the way, you were there. You got there at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and you were there until like 7 o'clock in the morning. So you're over there. You're there all night. So somewhere around 7 a.m. On the way back to, you know, from the Magic Kingdom, my buddy decided it was a good idea to dive off the boat.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Which didn't really go over all that big with the Disney people, and one of his buddies went with him, so there were a couple of them that just, I mean, I don't know if they actually dove. I hope not. May have just jumped from the top of that damn riverboat into the water. So that was something.
Yeah, wild times out there, dude. Be careful.
Yeah, I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
So amongst all of your vacation, did you happen to chance any new movies on any of the streaming devices while you were out and about?
I absolutely did not. I didn't crack open Netflix a single time or anything else.
Wow, truly, truly a vacation.
Yeah, I watched, I don't know, maybe an hour of some really terrible movie. I think it was called Kin. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was some terrible sci-fi thing that, I mean, really, truly sucked, which is why I only watched some of it. Other than that, no, I really didn't. I didn't watch anything. I've got nothing.
On vacation.
Anything
from now you're back for vacation. You got a bunch of stuff to jump in.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm behind, but I haven't even looked at anything yet. So I don't know.
A friend of mine had suggested Dark, which is on Netflix. It's
I think the series. It looks
the third season just dropped. I got like 2.5 episodes in, and it was and I'm not trying to make a bad pun here. It was just too dark for me. I think right now where I am mentally, it was just too dark for my taste at this point. And so I didn't go there. I went more for a stupid comedy, which I can't even remember the name of right now. It was just stupid, but it made me laugh. But then I ran across a great documentary called That Guy, Dick Miller. And That Guy, Dick Miller.
Is that on Pornhub?
No, it is not.
Oh.
That's
okay.
No, the one on Pornhub is called That Guy, Dick Driller. But, you know, hello. All week. Tip your waitresses. You know who the actor Dick Miller is. As soon as you watch this, it is a lovely Valentine to bad B-grade, Z-grade movies. He started off with Roger Corman and all of the terrible movies that he did in the 50s. And then Roger Corman started a new film production company called New Line. And then a lot of the directors that got their start doing these terrible movies in the 70s and 80s slowly but surely came into their own. People like Joe Dante, the director of both of the Gremlins movies.
Oh, yeah. Clearly yeah. Came into his own as a stellar director.
Exactly. Again, second-tier director there. Uh-huh. But Dick Miller has come through, and he was even somebody that Quentin Tarantino.
Bright light.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino liked Dick Miller's work too. So it's a really neat documentary from there. It's called That Guy, Dick Miller. So I suggest that if you want some not necessarily a funny
good entertainment,
but it's good.
Okay, entertainment.
Right.
I went in on that Will Ferrell movie, the Eurovision Song Contest.
I did watch Eurovision. What did you think, Sean?
I finished it.
Uh-huh. So
that's a plus.
It's sort of like Talladega Nights, the musical.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, it was fine. It reminded me, it was like a long episode of American Idol.
And, right.
It held my attention, had enough funny parts, and I went into it thinking that it was a Will Ferrell movie, really over the top, ridiculous on Netflix, which is like the $5 movie bin at Walmart. So I'm like, it's going to be terrible. So, okay. And I went in with an open mind of it being terrible, and it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Right. No. I mean, any of the Will Ferrell movies, everything from Talladega Nights to Blades of Glory, he's got a whole slew of those genre movies. What's the one with basketball that he did?
Oh, yeah,
Semi-Pro. All of the, I mean, it's the same plot, just inside of a different genre. genre. This happens to be inside of something like America's Got Talent or The Voice. Eurovision is a real thing. I mean, the character that Will Ferrell plays is inspired from the 1970s when ABBA, the singers of Mamma Mia and Dancing Queen, they won the Eurovision contest.
Did they?
Yeah, I didn't know that Eurovision Song Contest was a real thing. I actually found that out after I watched the movie.
Yeah, you learned something, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah, I had no idea.
No.
But no. The movie itself was fine, man. I mean, I wouldn't watch it again, but if you got 2 hours, you want to laugh, give it a shot.
Sure.
I also watched Getting Ready for Baseball. I watched that show Brockmeyer, like from season 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, yeah, with Hank Azaria.
Yeah, the guy that does all the voices on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. But it's a baseball show, and it's on IFC, but it's also on Hulu. Because I just got to the point last a couple weeks where I watched everything on Netflix, and I couldn't really – so I switched platforms and went to Hulu. And Brockmeyer was – it's baseball, man. I'm usually leading into the baseball season, which spring training starts tomorrow. They're calling it summer camp, but baseball's back. Usually, to bring my excitement to the season, I always watch Major League. But being on quarantine, we already had spring training. I've already done that. So I was looking for like a new baseball kind of thing to get the juices flowing. So I went on Brockmeyer, man. That show's really, 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 really well done. It's 20-minute episodes. So I blew through like 4 seasons. Like you can watch a whole season in a night, really. It's like a couple hours.
See, I'm one of those people that I enjoy movies about baseball more than I do baseball itself. I mean, there are so many great baseball movies, everything from A League of Their Own to Damn Yankees, which is a musical about someone selling his soul to the devil so that they could beat the New York Yankees. I suggest that for you to open and broaden your horizons, Sean.
All right. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll watch that. And you may like Brockmeyer too, Greg. It doesn't actually
I remember I think I watched the first season of Brockmeyer when it first came out. And again, I don't watch IFC all that often, so I would probably need to hop on Hulu and enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe I'll give you my password.
Okay.
but yeah. I hope Hulu's not listening.
You can borrow for $100. Who has time?
All right, so should I or should I not watch the Will Ferrell movie? Because in my opinion, there are 3 great Will Ferrell movies, and that's it. In fact, three good ones.
I think there's 5.
Okay, based on your 3 good Will Ferrell movies, Sean and I will confab and figure out whether or not you need to watch this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Movie number 1, Talladega Nights. Movie number 2, Step Brothers. Yep. And movie number 3, which is not one that you've probably ever seen. I guarantee Sean's never seen it. You probably haven't. But it's called Everything Must Go, and it's not a comedy.
Yeah, it's the one Will Ferrell movie that sucks. Of course you like it.
No, this is one where he...
That. It's like Adam Sandler's Punch Drunk Love. They ain't trying to be funny.
No. I mean, he's actually a serious actor in this, and the movie's pretty damn good. So,
and can I ask how his serious acting has gone? Like... He did that. He was great.
All right, look, man, most of his comedic acting is shit. So let's exactly. Let's not get crazy with it.
Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you liked Talladega Nights, and I know it's not in your top 3 here, but if you like Anchorman, you will enjoy Eurovision. It's got
I liked Anchorman, but it wasn't because of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, both of those movies, the ones I named, Talladega Nights, it's not because of him. It was because of, what's his...
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, dude is awesome. Not only that, Borat was great in that too. What's
Sasha
his name?
Baron Cohen was good.
Yeah, Sasha
too.
Baron Cohen is
very good. Yeah,
is now, awesome. No, I was just going to say, and in the second one, Step Brothers, again, John C. Reilly is really the king.
There, yeah, but they split it. I mean, Step Brothers is fantastically good. And you did say at the beginning of our Will Ferrell conversation here, your top three Will Ferrell movies ever were. And then you threw a wild curveball in there, which is fine. Everything's objective. But I've got way more than top three Will Ferrell movies. I've got like six, and I can't take one off the list. And I have a curveball, which is on Netflix currently, which if you haven't seen, you should see, because it's a very underrated Will Ferrell movie, and it's one of my top six of all time. And that's called The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's a load of fun.
Hilarious.
That movie is a load of fun, yeah.
And also on my list of top Will Ferrell movies that you left off yours, which is okay, subjective, Old School. You're My Boy, Blue.
Cannonball.
Yeah, I thought that was just juvenile humor. It didn't do much.
That should have won an Academy Award, in my opinion.
Of course it should have.
And also, I agree with you on Step Brothers. Hilarious, one of my favorites. Talladega Nights in my Mount Rushmore, Will Ferrell. I agree with you. I also put Anchorman there.
Yeah.
And one more Will Ferrell movie that you guys are going to be another out of left field one, but still a classic. And I could watch it a million times. And that's called Elf.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about him in Elf.
Do you think James Caan stole the show in Elf?
No, Zooey Deschanel, obviously.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Zooey is hot as hell.
Exactly.
And that's the reason I watched that movie.
Zooey is a blonde in the shower? Come on.
Dude, when he discovers New York City as an elf, that is just hilarious. I mean, everything he does, not knowing anything without a brain.
And frankly, James Caan is awesome. Yeah. Most everything he has ever touched is great. Mm-hmm. So between James Caan and Zooey Deschanel.
You're just not a Will Ferrell guy, and it's okay. I have this conversation with my dad. For some reason, my dad hates Will Ferrell. I don't know why. He thinks he's not funny. And I'm not saying you think that, but a lot of your opinions are kind of like his. And I just think maybe you're just not a Will Ferrell guy.
No, I'm more of a Zooey Deschanel guy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Zooey Deschanel, real quick, I just remembered the stupid comedy that I watched. It's Failure to Launch.
Wow, there you go. She's in there too.
Yes, she is, and she plays against type in that one, where she's not necessarily the doe-eyed, beautiful girl. Happy person. She's like the dark and gloomy emo girl in this one, and I really enjoyed her in that.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not enjoy Zooey Deschanel?
I didn't enjoy her.
The movie Bridge to Terabithia. Awesome in there too. Hot as hell. Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell in that movie?
No.
You think it would probably be an all-time comedy if Will Ferrell and Melissa McCartney made a movie together?
in Step Bridesmaids.
Oh my good, Greg. Let's write the script. Let's pitch this to Will Ferrell. I mean, Boner would be there with me opening night.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As long as Zooey Deschanel plays a maid of honor.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Well, she'd have to. I mean, who else would?
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Yeah, dude. Fire Saga is the name of his band in Eurovision. And now you got the backstory. You're a music guy. Maybe you'll like it. It's worth a watch. Worst thing is you turn it off.
Nah. I mean, I plan on watching it, and I actually watched the stupid video of that song.
Yeah. Which opens the movie. That video opens the movie. So it's you get that out of the way real quick.
Oh, good. So I'm planning on watching it. I mean, I don't dislike Will Ferrell. I just don't. I think he's slightly overrated.
Yeah, fair. I do too. Personally. I think he's like the next Adam Sandler. Like, yeah, I mean, he has his classics.
Well, and Adam Sandler is right there with him, you know, with. You know, it could be 100% or it could be zero. You just never know.
I haven't watched one Adam Sandler movie on Netflix that he's made for Netflix. Like, I can name, like, Sandy Wexler, I think, is a Netflix movie. Any of the movies that Adam Sandler has made that have gone straight to Netflix, no matter which one it is, I have never watched, and I don't plan to. I watched Will Ferrell for I was like, again, like, I'm on this Netflix kick, but usually a Netflix movie doesn't really make me move. Like, ooh, there's a new Adam Sandler movie on Netflix. It's going to be terrible. I mean, it's just that's how
probably.
It goes. So
yeah, the Western, the Western that he did, it was like the Unforgettable Six or something like that, was just awful, breathtakingly awful for an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, they're just, I think, like, once Netflix came around, they gave them a bunch of money and they just made all the scripts that everybody else denied forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, these, we'll make them. Like, it's worked, though, especially in the pandemic. You ain't got anything to watch. You can go watch all these movies. At least they might be new to you. It might not be good, but.
Well, I mean, this is true, but I have really, truly noticed that there was way more stuff on Pornhub than I thought there was.
There's a lot.
Really?
There's Paige. Man, it's like, wow. You know, I've
so that's why you haven't been watching Netflix this week. You went on.
I have my entire week planned.
No wonder you sound so tired.
Yeah, I
don't know if you saw, it's funny you mentioned that. I saw on Twitter today, some guy ranked his top 370 porn stars.
His top 370?
Top 370.
And he ranked him 10 at a time. I couldn't name one.
Could you name? Yeah, I was like, I couldn't name the top five. This guy. See,
and the funny thing is, there's people that actually sit there and go, "Oh, I've got to know who this is and watch all their movies." You know, and that's all like well and good, but man, I don't have that kind of time. When I click on a porn, this thing is only 12 minutes and 34 seconds. The clock is ticking.
And it damn well better be in high def and full screen.
Damn Skippy. No, and I've got 2 minutes and 30 or 12 minutes and 34 seconds.
No, I think you were right the first time.
I've got 2 minutes and 34 seconds. I don't have time to care who the actor and actress is. I don't. None of this matters.
Who is the cinematographer on Shaving Privates?
I'm on a mission.
And this guy's down there reading the credits, like 370 porn stars. Like, he ranked, and that was just his top 370. His list could have gone on and on.
All right. Do you suppose there was a day where he said, "Honey, my wife, I love you. I'm going to come up with my top 370 porn stars"?
Could you name your top 370 anything?
No.
Like, I don't even know what I would even jump into to try to get the list that big. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
if I can
food.
Name,
I would. Maybe, I'd be lost after like 30.
Maybe I could name 370 objects of food. Crackers.
Crackers.
Not my favorites.
But this is just wild. And then I was looking at the list because I did read it on Twitter. And I don't,
of course you did.
But I was trying to see.
Compared notes.
Yeah, because out of the four or five porn stars that I know, I'm looking at the list and I'm like, I don't even.
Freak.
Now I don't even believe the real porn stars because not even on this list. Like, I don't even know. So wild. Like, are these real people? I don't know. The only person I noticed on here is because of what happened a few years ago was Stormy Daniels. And she's like 39. And I don't even know if she even does porn anymore. And I've never even seen one to know if she can get 39. That seems to be a pretty high honor out of 370.
A high honor? Really?
I'm kidding, but it's 370. It's impressive you're in the top 40 of that list. I mean, come on.
I mean, you know, really?
My luck, I would be reading that and go, Well, damn, my name's on here. How the hell?
How did that happen?
Yeah.
The internet is what people are doing out of quarantine. That guy is clearly the world's horniest man. That's all there is to that. Also, well, on Netflix, did you guys watch this Floor is Lava thing?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's
never heard of it. Making stuff up.
It's called Floor is Lava.
You know, to refer back to our last episode for the one person who listened to the last episode, remember when we were talking about 365 days?
And
And I let you guys in on a secret that there was another full-blown, what I would consider pornography movie on Netflix. Well, it is
what
that number
right after that.
It is. Greg. It is number 7 on the most watched movies right now on Netflix.
That's not us. That's because of
I think that's Boner. I think Boner lied.
What
He's
is
been
it?
Watching a lot of Netflix.
Come on.
I love. It started trending last week.
No, man, I've already seen that. Damn it. Yeah, we talked about that before. Stupid.
And then the next day, it started trending in the top 10 on Netflix because that's how, like, everybody had the same conversation we had. Like, you see all the news
exactly.
That movie?
Like, yeah, except that movie sucks. It's one of the worst I've ever seen.
Well, what's good about that movie is that it starts out with pornography. So I think they watched the first 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and then they're done with it.
Yep. Well,
that's why those things keep trending, because everybody just keeps going back to try to finish it.
No, they already finished.
Now it's time. Oh, let's see what happens next. Ooh, I got more to go.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of horned up people clearly on quarantine watching all the porn movies on Netflix. So only a matter of time before that Pornhub Netflix crossover event.
Not me. I'm trying to watch wholesome family entertainment stuff.
Clearly. Well,
Pornhub.
All right, fellas. I got just want to wish you guys a happy 4th of July. That's about it. Greg's back in the office, so enjoy that, Greg.
Oh, sure. Is there anything you want me to do in the office? I noticed we had some Asking Alexandria CDs in there.
Do we?
Yeah.
Take my desk and chair and put them in the dumpster.
Not coming back, are you?
That's it. I don't want to make it too easy for them for me to come back. Like, oh, man, I'll come back if I get some office furniture.
Yeah. Well, did you see the study that said 87% of people don't want to work?
Well,
was it that low?
Duh. I'm like, no shit. You got to be kidding me. 87? I thought it would be like 99.
Most Americans find it much more convenient to work from home. Oh, really?
Yeah. Duh. That's because they didn't have to wipe their ass or brush their teeth or nothing today.
Nothing. But it is convenient, dude. I mean, you did mornings, Boner. I literally roll out of bed and walk in here and start working. I don't brush my teeth first anymore. I don't take a shower before work anymore. Like, none of that stuff. Like, that's all, like, so, like, years ago. Like, shower before work? Ugh.
That's so 20th century.
Yeah, like, exactly.
How 2019? Call.
Shower that early in the morning, dude? I'll wait till, like, 3 in the afternoon.
Put on clean underwear. What are you, new?
That's going to be the hardest part.
Well, did you, to wrap things up, just some of the things that we would say today that would make absolutely no sense to anyone in the year 2019. Did you happen to read that article?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things like, I invite you to my 10-year-old's drive-by birthday. Just think, 12 months ago, if you had told someone that you are inviting them to your 10-year-old's drive-by birthday, they would have thought you were insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Other things like, I'm glad that the murder hornets weren't that bad.
Right. Wow. Good one.
That's good.
Well.
It is the world we live in, man. It is wild. I mean, I don't think I would ever thought going to this year I'd say quarantine as much or masks or...
Or knowing the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic.
Right.
You taught us the difference on one of your shows.
Yeah. Or if you were to say, I like this butt plug way better than the last one.
Oh, no, that's 2019 for me. Yeah.
Is that last year?
Yeah, that's last year.
All right. Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Going ever.
Yeah. My bad.